just got the popcorn.
This thing had better have hot guys or cool science, otherwise I'm out of here.
Wow, she kind of looks like my ex.
Damn it, Rod. Now I'm going to be sick when she gets naked later.
Hey, hey, and welcome back to Movies in the Buff, where we strip down, objectify, and thoroughly violate your favorite films. Here's your team of debauchery. Welcome back, Sexy Scully.
I regularly tell my private parts this doesn't mean anything.
I believe that. Crazy, Carl.
Rod, am I out of line, or are you in gay porn?
I'm in gay porn.
Yeah.
And lovely Lisa.
And people wonder why I hate reunions. You wish you were in gay porn. Welcome back, Rod.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of gay Rod jokes in this one, isn't there?
They're jokes?
I can just say one thing to it. One thing. Fucking movies. Anyways, and this week we are buffing Zach and Mary Make a Porno. Let me see here. I minimized my screen here. Sorry. All right. Lifelong platonic friends Zach and Mary look to solve their respective cash flow problems by making adult film together. As the camera rolls, however, the duo begin to sense that they may have more feelings for each other than they previously thought. I have a question about their respective cash flow problems. They seem to really pull it.
Yeah. I'm loving the fact that you can't say the words platonic or pool.
Bite me.
No, thank you. That hurt my teeth.
Anyways. Carl, give us other people also liked.
People who liked this also liked, surprise, surprise, Chasing Amy, Adventureland, Youth in Revolt, 500 Days of Summer, As Good as It Gets, and for some strange reason, The Terminal, which, while being an awesome movie, I see absolutely no comparison with this one.
I don't see a lot in As Good as It Gets either, except for maybe the homosexuality, but...
Oh, no, As Good as It Gets is a lot about... It has a lot to do with sex.
I guess.
Like, it really is very much about sex. It's about old people sex, but it's about sex.
I still would do Helen Hunt. I'm afraid I'd get cut, like, on her nose, but...
The sad thing is I think I'm pretty sure he'd also do Jack Nicholson.
No, not my type. Mm-hmm. Nowhere near my type. Even in his younger days, not my type.
Speaking of people you would do, though, Rod?
Yes. Let's see here. Lisa, who would you do?
The guy who played Randall.
Oh, Deacon? The director? Or not the director, but the filmer?
Yeah, photography.
The guy with the tie.
Oh, no, that's,
That's Jason Mewes.
What's his name in here? Lester.
Lester the Molester Cock and Stuff.
Yeah.
I'm so glad one of you can remember that whole big long name, because I
sure
as hell couldn't.
That was hilarious. That was a hilarious joke.
It was.
It was such a cheesy joke, but it was hilarious. Okay, so why would you do Lester the Molester?
Because of his special gift.
I love that. I love the, like, serious, like, I don't know, Zen meditation look he gets on his face when he does it.
Uh-huh.
That cracked me up.
He's
okay.
Also the only guy who actually showed up, like, fully naked.
Yeah, that's true.
So, huge kudos to him for that.
Like, who affected that scene at all?
Not in the last 5 minutes of the movie, no. Because by that point, I was like, yeah, there's no real nudity. There's a lot of boobies and, like, standing naked shots, but nothing.
Yeah.
Those no, girls.
There's one frontal nudity shot in this whole freaking movie.
It does. Well, no, there were two. There were two, because there was the casting chick.
I remember the casting chick.
And then there was Lester.
Oh, well, I meant with the girls was the only thing I was...
And the reason I have to make that a point is because I have to be fair, because I'm fixing to call Scully out on the fact that she doesn't consider real nudity unless it's a guy.
So no, real nudity, fair. That's... fair on both sides.
Yeah.
I don't consider, like, the HBO, well, some of the HBO, depending on what you get into. But even then, like, Hung, the HBO series, Mm-hmm. Bunch of naked women, never got to see his junk. Really? That is not real nudity. If it's not even on both sides, it's not technically nudity.
Seriously. Watch the first season of Spartacus. I swear I've never seen so many extensions in my life.
And he's not thinking about their hair.
No, I'm not. It's disturbing. When it goes to about the length of my arm, it's too much. Anyway, moving on. Scully, who would you do?
Bobby Long. Let's face it, it's Clark Kent who's gay.
Yeah.
How could you pass that up?
I love the Superman.
Yeah. I was wondering if anybody was going to catch that.
Yeah, I love gay Superman. It cracked me up for the whole movie.
Immediately caught that.
Of course, the nerds would catch that.
And of course, you know, Brandon Routh plays Bobby Long, boyfriend of Brandon, played by Justin Long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not confusing for those two actors at all.
Nope.
Yeah, not again. Okay, so moving on. Carl.
Mary.
Mary? Really?
Yeah.
Okay, really? Why?
I really liked her as a character. That, and she's drop dead gorgeous. Or then, anyway.
She still is. It's just she's not when she plays in the Hunger Games. But, no, Elizabeth Banks is absolutely beautiful. I would love to have a shot at that. But my biggest problem, and this goes into my who would you do, my biggest problem with Mary is that last part where she actually plays over the, you know, plays the games with Zach. You know, yeah, go see if he'll have sex with you so I can know where he stands.
Yeah, and I actually paused the movie and got into a big fight about that.
Really? I wouldn't call it a fight, but I would call it an argument.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the argument?
The argument was is that when I made the statement that situation was entirely Mary's fuck up,
uh-huh.
and she had no one to blame but herself.
I'm 100% in agreement with this.
Yeah, and Lisa says that Zach was also partially to blame.
He didn't even sleep with her. She didn't even ask.
Even had she slept
with her. Yeah, even had he slept still. With
her, it's still all Mary's fault.
Uh-huh. No, it's not.
She was playing games with him. She was doing this manipulative crap, and he was completely right for walking out on her at that point.
Yeah.
They're both characters. They're both dumbasses. What the hell? True. They've been living with each other how long and haven't sucked it up and said that they liked each other?
That is a good point, and that's why I'm going to go with the whole, you know.
By that point, I was like, I don't care. You're both dumbasses. Sleep around on each other. Have fun. Whatever.
That is true. But
I still say that, you know, telling the other chick to go over and
offer
that, you know, yeah, that it's fine, that she's fine with her going and asking. And then he looks at her and asks.
Yeah, essentially.
Completely straight up asks the question. And she says, go ahead. That is the point at which it becomes all her fault.
And I'm not arguing that she fucked up there. I'm not arguing that point because she did. However, if he had actually gone and slept with this chick, he would have fucked up too.
No.
I'm just saying, I don't like the manipulative BS.
If you ask, if not only does the person who is offering ask and get permission, and you ask and get permission, you have permission. They have absolutely no right to be pissed off, regardless of whether or not they considered it to be a test. It's your fuck up if your guy sleeps around on you because you didn't have the balls to say, no, I'm not okay with this.
Hey, Scully.
Mm.
This is fun. Okay, let's get to our round table, because I am really, we could be here all night.
Hey, mm-hmm. God, you didn't say who you would do, did you?
No, I didn't, I'm sorry. Because of that BS, I chose not to pick the Mary character, and that was pretty much it. Other than that, I would have. I would actually do Katie's character, because even as dumb as she is, it was like, she would at least know what she's doing.
Are we talking about
the chick that Zach almost slept with?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, the one who was constipated.
Yeah, exactly. But as dumb as she is in the whole situation, I'm like, she's the only one there that has any credit after Mary pulls her crap. Because at least she would halfway know what she's doing in the sack.
Yeah, and nobody really wants to fuck Tracy Lords.
Yeah. No. I mean, after Mary pulls the whole, like, test thing on Seth Rogen, on Zach.
Yeah, I just said, and nobody wants to fuck Tracy Lords.
Yeah, nobody wants to fuck. No, well, no, that whole Bubbles thing really turned me off.
Yeah.
And I think I would have been okay had it not been for the air whooshing sound effect.
I'm not even sure I'd have been okay with that.
There's a reason you pay $20 and see that in Taiwan.
Yeah. That's gross.
Yeah.
They do weirder stuff.
Turn off. Yeah, weird. Like, I maybe I'm just weird. Maybe I'm just strange, but I have no desire to see a donkey show in my entire life.
Oh gosh, no. Absolutely not.
Like, maybe that's weird.
I don't need to be feeling less of a woman because all of these other women can open beer bottles with their hoo-ha's. Exactly. I'm good, thanks.
I saw this full beer can with her tit, and that was really disturbing.
I'm feeling less of a woman enough as it is watching a woman smoke a cigarette.
With her hoo-ha.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's gross. Okay, I'm so done having this conversation right now. I'm getting very nauseous right now.
So
don't Rod, show scenes. That's all we have to go over.
So, Rod, are you hard or flaccid for Zach and Mary Make a Porno?
Oh, I am extremely hard for this movie, regardless of the bad choice of Tracy Lords. Let me point out that this is the second time we have buffed a movie with Tracy Lords in it, by the way.
Really? What was the first one?
Crybaby.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Does she play the one who falls for Crybaby, or does she play Hatchetface?
No, she's not Hatchetface either.
She's the other one.
The one with the rich parents.
Yeah.
Oh!
Anyway. I have a strictly positive movie, except for the ending part. This movie is probably one of my favorite comedies.
It's really funny.
Huh?
I think that the Lester part at the end is really funny.
Yeah, that made up for a lot of it, and that's one of the reasons why I do enjoy watching it all the way through. But the rom-com thing really could have done without. The rest of it I thought was a lot of fun. It's just a fun movie to watch, and it's kind of goofy comedy.
Wait, hold on, ladies and gentlemen. There's a chug moment here. Rod just said he could do without the rom-com aspect of a movie.
Yeah, I could. I could have.
That will never happen again.
Yeah, that will definitely never happen again.
Sorry, Rod, but your penchant for choosing rom-coms is calling you a liar here.
Yeah, I know, but at this point, like, if they would have done this as just an airplane-style, straight, goofy comedy, I think I would have enjoyed it better. Like, take away the entire storyline there of, you know, Zach and Mary having a romantic relationship.
I actually kind of like that.
Okay, so, Carl, were you hard or flaccid for this movie?
With the exception of their porno acting, I'm pretty hard for this movie.
Okay, name, you know, 5 pornos off the top of your head that had better acting.
Don't watch enough pornos. I couldn't name 5 pornos in my head. Period. End of story.
I have 5 pornos right now, at least in my top folder.
Yes, but Rod, who is single here and who is not?
Point.
Dude, I've got a porno sitting on my desktop,
and I'm married. She's married. And seriously, the idea that not being single makes you get rid of your porn is about the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
And
yeah, no, well, if anything, I didn't have nearly as much porn until after I got married.
I will stipulate that I watch very little porn. I read quite a bit of it.
I worry about you. Anyway.
My imagination is much better, is better than any film.
Seriously, if I wanted to work for it, I would go find somebody.
Cheaper just to read it.
Yeah, it does not require that much work. Yeah, seriously.
Good point.
Yeah, Google is great on that one. Not require that much work.
Fair
just
enough.
Google search sex and then images and you're done.
Yeah, there you go. Alright, with that in mind, Scully, were you wet or frigid for Zach and Mary Make a Porno?
So, the only way I can explain this is how I've been doing, which is a date night. So, wet went all the way through sex, and then he did something really disgusting at the end, at which point it's a kick him out of bed and go home. That's pretty much it. It was wet, got all the way through, and then you went and screwed it up and did the stupid rom-com thing at the end. Go away. I never want to see you again.
Scully, but, may I point out that when you kick him out, you don't go home. When you kick him out of bed, you don't go home. He doesn't go home. He's already home. He goes to the couch.
Well, yes. My date nights.
There you go.
I'm saying for general girls. This is like those general date nights where it's like, wow, had a really great night, he's awesome, get all the way to bed, and then he fucks up at the end. Like, really, you had to wait till the end to do this.
And yeah, that's usually in my situation when I'm with a girl and not right at the end, she's like, I'm married. What?
No, Rod, your general situation is you get all the way, is you get all the way to that point, she goes, I'm 12.
But she looked 21.
And can I point out, for those of you who weren't paying close enough attention, that Scully goes home with a guy, he does something screwed up, she kicks him out of bed, and then she goes home, which means she kicks him out of his own bed.
That sounds like Scully, actually. Sounds like Scully. Okay, Lisa, were you wet or frigid for Zach and Mary make a porno?
Frigid.
Why?
I hate rom-coms. Have you not figured this out yet?
Yeah, but I haven't gotten a legitimate reason as to why.
And what's really funny is she spent this entire movie laughing at it, except for the argument that we had in the middle.
Thank you.
Like me, it's funny, it's good for the beginning, and then there's too much of the romantic stuff that gets dumped in, and you're like, I can overlook it, and then the end you can't overlook it, and it just sucks.
That's pretty much 90% of relationships. I'd say 98% at least.
Just for your experience.
Fair enough, but keep the romantic crap to yourself. You know what I'm here for. Anyway. Wow, I really just said that. I'm in trouble.
Yeah, I was going to say, really?
And this is new house?
I just wanted to know who was going to point out the fact that 98% of Rod's relationships are with drugged out coke horse, so.
Not touching that one.
I'm still trying to figure out who Allison Thompson is.
What?
What?
Long story, but I found a picture of her and Jason Mewes getting high. Anyway, moving on. Let's see. We are still not in our roundtable yet, so let's get this started. We have the granny panty scene is the first notable scene. Oh, who doesn't like the hand warmers?
Oh, God.
That.
Like, I want to know how many guys have actually done that.
A lot. From having spent several winters volunteering at a ski resort, a lot.
Well, it's not so bad as long as you stick it, like, on the outside of the underwear.
Nobody thinks to do that.
Yeah.
See, there's instructions on those hand warmers, which are keep clothing in between it and your skin.
Nobody reads that.
Yeah.
Read? Look at who you're talking to. I think you and I are the only ones who read anything that's not assigned to us.
I've seen, actually, my dad worked first aid, and he actually saw some good first degree burns from somebody who did exactly what the package said not to do. It was great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a horrible, horrible plan. That's like sticking Nair on your balls, which, by the way, sucks.
And of course, ladies and gentlemen, he would know this.
Thank you. Okay, and in fairness, I'm extrapolating that this is going to suck based on the idea that when someone else stuck them on mine, it sucked. maybe when you stick them on your own, I mean, technically that's not what happened. Okay, moving on. I've lost the joke.
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost it.
You spent too much time explaining it.
Yeah. Katie Morgan's picture on IMDb is disturbing. Although, may I point out that half of her pictures on IMDb are from Comic-Con?
I can believe that.
Yeah, not surprised at all.
Anyway, okay, so then we have the granny panty scene where she's getting changed for their high school reunion. You do find out that Zach works in a coffee shop. Important note for later.
Mm-hmm.
And you also find out that his boss really doesn't like him and doesn't trust him.
Yeah.
Who didn't like the Black Friday scene though?
That was very much a pure Kevin scene.
Yeah. Yeah, it really was. And Craig Robinson does that so well. I don't know where this guy came from. He just automatically appears at one point.
Yeah.
I guess it's in The Office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he plays in The Office. He's actually the hot tub time machine. A couple other, like, ridiculous comedies.
Hot Tub Time Machine. That was, like, the first time I noted really seeing him in anything.
Yeah.
He's a stand-up comic.
He does a voice. He does a voice in the Cleveland Show.
I have actually, like, I have seen his stand-up. It's really funny. Like, I lost it during his stand-up.
Oh, apparently his breakout was he was in the TV series Lucky, which I never watched.
I don't know anything about that. Okay.
It fell flat on its face. Actually, I do remember.
It ran a season.
Yep.
He was in it for a season. So.
Oh, you also find out that Delaney hates his wife.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't hate her, just hates being around her. Which, I kind of get that.
Yeah, and it was his wife. I never did. Like, I recognized her when you finally see her.
I didn't recognize her at all. Like,
she's another comedian actor.
Tisha Campbell Martin. There it is.
Okay, so.
Oh, yeah, she's. Yeah. Little Shop of Horrors Martin. That.
I'm waiting.
Oh, sorry. No, she does. She's best known for Martin. Yeah, it looks like a lot of TV. Yeah, lots of TV comedies.
Gotcha. Yeah, let's just move on this point because this is falling really flat. We have the granny panty scene, which is pretty funny, especially when you realize that Zach really sucks at comebacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love that, and you're gone. Like, yeah. In the middle of custom out, you're gone.
It's my job. That's not a comeback, dude.
Yeah.
Really sucks at comebacks. Then you have...
High school reunion,
well,
really.
Before the high school reunion, you kind of find out about their money problems.
Oh, yeah, because you see how they live.
Plot.
Oh, yeah, because the water gets turned off as she's getting dressed.
Yeah, and he has to get the water out of the toilet to wash it out of her hair.
Yeah.
And who doesn't like Dee? There's poopy in there.
Yeah.
I love the fact that he's such a guy. Girl, she says, take it out of the toilet. I knew exactly what she meant. Guys.
Yeah.
Oh, so did I. Yeah. I knew exactly what she meant, too.
Most guys, that's exactly how they would have done it. There's poopy in there.
I just loved his reaction. Like, the look on his face. I lost it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they get ready, finally. They get to the high school reunion. She attempts to seduce her old high school crush that made fun of her all through high school. In the meantime, Zach is pretty much hitting on anything with tits.
And gets a handjob out of the deal.
He does get a handjob out of the deal.
Yeah, he actually makes out pretty good. And
yeah.
Gary,
and better than she does.
Yeah, and am I mistaken on the joke, or did she actually sprain her elbow giving him a handjob?
No, she hit it on something.
Uh-huh.
I think.
I don't know, they come around the corner and he goes, sorry about your elbow, and she's sitting here massaging the damn thing.
Yeah, I think she hit it on something. I don't know, it's just led to believe that she hurt her elbow and it was his fault. And you have, of course, he hits on Kevin Smith's wife, because you can't be in a Kevin Smith film and not at some point hit on his wife.
Which one was his wife?
The chick that ran the booth.
Oh, really?
That ran the name booth, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was not aware of that.
Jennifer Swalback Smith.
I was not aware of that, so.
That was the joke when he says, do you want to have sex later or something? She goes,
oh,
I'm married.
Married.
Yeah, that's the joke.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Okay. And actually, I think they hadn't been, well, they got married, let's see, after Dogma. I think they got married just before, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yeah, it was before this one, because they did Dogma before they did this.
Yeah, it was just after Dogma.
They did Clerks 2 before they did this.
Yeah, and I knew they were married during Clerks 2.
Yeah.
But.
Her first movie was Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
I think you're right.
No, I am right. I'm looking at it.
Because prior to that, he was dating, what's her name, from Chasing Amy.
Clearly.
No, they got married in 99, so 2 years before Jay and Silent Bob came out.
Yeah. What were you saying, Scully?
Clearly a memorable name from Chasing Amy.
Joey Lauren Adams.
And,
oh, the romantic.
And just because you know, I had to look up Jennifer Smith's trivia to find out when they got married. Anybody want to take a stab in the dark as to what Kevin Smith named his firstborn daughter?
Barbara Gordon Smith?
Close.
Oh, nice.
Amy?
Nope. Scully?
I know it's going to be a comic book, and it's probably from Batman.
Mm-hmm.
See, yeah, it's usually from Batman.
Yeah, and you already said Barbara Gordon, so I'm like...
He did say it was close.
That's why it's close. It's Harley Quinn Smith.
Nice.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
But see, that's the problem. Harley Quinn is not from the comics. Anyway, sorry. Comic book nerd.
Her godfather is Jason Lee. Harley Quinn.
Jason Mewes?
Jason Lee.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. I had to think about who Jason Lee was there for a second.
Yeah.
Old skateboarder ended up becoming an actor thanks to Jason Smith, or Kevin Smith.
Yep.
Alright, so moving on in our movie, let's see, she seduces
the
gay guy.
Because of the tangent.
Mm.
Yeah.
We find out that he's gay.
Zach finds out that he's gay, yeah.
And
meeting his boyfriend, which
is
awesome.
Greatest character in the movie.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like, I didn't even, like, if I had heard the voice, I would have never placed Justin Long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I spent the whole movie going, I know that guy from somewhere.
Oh, no, I pegged him right away. I was like, wow, that's the most goth I've seen Justin Long dress up ever.
Yeah, it was, like, really wild. And it makes me want to watch Waiting again, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But, actually, watching Brandon Routh in this makes me really want to watch Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
I still haven't seen that yet.
You need to see that.
Yeah.
We'll buff it sometime, and then I'll do it.
I've got it, actually, right now.
It's on Netflix now, actually, I think.
Is it?
I think so.
It's on Netflix. We're so doing that one. Anyway, okay, let's see here.
You picked your movie. We're moving on now.
So what comes out? Oh, so we find, so, they get into a, or the two guys get into a fight.
Uh-huh.
And then we...
That is the most weirdest fight I have ever witnessed.
That was an awesome fight.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen that fight so many times.
Yes, I know.
Funny.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But seriously, then, I need to take you two to Kincaid so you can see a few of those.
And then we go to, and then they leave. And, oh, they end up at the bar.
Yes.
Or no, they go home.
They go home and the power goes out.
The power goes out.
So they go to the bar.
Yeah.
Because what else do you do when your power goes out?
Yep. And then they come up with the brilliant idea to make a porn.
I love the whole, like, how he gets the idea and then he sees her licking the bottle.
Yeah.
Like, and not even because it was hot, because really, I mean, she's licking a bottle. Whatever. Yeah. But because
that
it just...
does tend to work for guys. I don't know why.
Inquire a little bit more here. But no, just the whole, like, that pops into his head immediately while she's trying to drink a beer.
Mm-hmm.
And then the snap back and you realize the reality of it. It's like, well, now she's cute.
Yeah, I grant that she doesn't really start out that cute, but then, you know, the first time we see her, she's walking down the hallway in a hockey jersey and bunny slippers.
Hey, so. I'm sorry, but that's hot.
I was gonna say, I was like, I thought,
like,
that was
that is really
among
hot.
The hottest stuff she was wearing.
Yes.
Actually, yeah, I kind of agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was hot. I love the girl in the, you know, too long t-shirt.
I don't know, just for some reason I did not start thinking of her as attractive then.
Anyway, so he finally talks her into doing this porn.
Mm-hmm.
And I love all the different things that he has to go through to talk her into this. Like, that is probably the most realistic part of this whole movie.
Yeah.
It's like, I've got her hooked, now let's just keep reeling until we get her in.
Mm-hmm.
So, then they have to get the producer.
Yep.
They have to get the money to make the movie.
Yep.
So, who'd they go to?
Yeah, they go to the big black guy.
Who wants to buy a flat screen?
Yep.
And how
could I blame him? I kind of want to buy a flat screen myself.
Because, you know, buying a flat, or because, you know, the price of a flat screen, the price of producing a porno, about comparable. Well, not
yeah.
Back then, maybe.
Done right. Anyway, seriously though, like, as realistic and as difficult as it was for him to manipulate Miri into this, it was way too easy to manipulate this guy into doing this.
Oh, yeah.
And the sad part is it's still realistic, because literally his entire manipulation technique, the crux was, you want to see movies? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but the big joke is towards the end when you realize, like, you see him as being desperate, but you kind of see him as being, like, a dirty old man because all he wants to do is see titties. Mm-hmm. But then you meet the wife at the end and you're like, oh no, I really understand.
Now I get it.
No, what bothers me, and I know I'm skipping ahead here, but what bothers me is when she goes to rub her nipple and she rubs way underneath.
Yeah. I know, that was the best part, though. I'm She's like, such a great actress. I was like, oh god, she's great.
Oh, that was so disturbing. Now I'm imagining how rolled over these are.
She's awesome.
It was awesome. It was
an amazing actress.
Anyways, okay, back to where we were at in the film, though. He's going to cast the women, and then Zach and Mary cast the men. I love the casting call. Because I could see this happen.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, think about putting out a porno casting in your hometown right now.
Ew.
No.
Same thing with the audience. Think about
this. Dude, no. Mine would freaking rock.
Yeah. Kelly's would be alright. Ours would suck.
We live in a Bible Belt. Hello.
Oh, no. We live in, you know, the next best thing to a retirement community. Seriously, Rod.
I live not too far from the university. I could have a pretty rocking cast call.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. We could. I am not imagining one.
I'm in a city with, like, three colleges. One of them's Catholic.
Yes.
Oh, that would be fun.
Okay, Scully. That's decided. I'm coming.
Yeah, we're shooting.
I'm going to visit you.
Yeah, we're shooting the porno in Scully's hometown.
Yes, we are.
Nobody. You can go to a bar, and no joke, there actually has been a couple girls who, when going out to bars, have made my jaw drop. Like, are you serious? And they totally can get away with wearing as little as they were wearing. Absolutely, 100%.
Yep.
Again, like I said, I'm coming. And also, I'm going to visit you.
Over, share, Rod.
Drink.
Alright. So, you have the greatest casting call ever, and I love the guy that they actually hire, aside from Lester.
Oh,
I love his audition. Huh?
What's his name, Barry, or?
Barry, yeah. I loved his audition. He cracked me up.
I don't even remember his audition.
When he starts snapping.
Oh, yeah.
He's doing it like jazzercise style.
Yeah.
No, he's doing it like a musical theater tryout. It's great.
And then he's just like, scene.
Yeah.
And you know what's really bad? Now that I've seen, you know, Pitch Perfect, all I could think of is Rebel Wilson's character in Pitch Perfect. Nailed it.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
She is awesome. She's hilarious. Loved her in Pain and Gain. Anyway. So then, you know, they hire them. They hire Lester the Molester Cock and stuff. Who, that is his real name, not his porn name.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm sorry, that joke
was
so...
I can have a porn name?
Anyway, they hire him. And then, of course, Delaney hires... Oh, after that whole spiel about how he's not going to be touching her, and it just cracks me up how nervous he is at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ends up hiring Bubbles.
Yep. And
it's so disgusting.
Yeah.
I just got to know one thing. Why?
Because it's Delaney. It's the dirty old man
mm-hmm.
that wants the weird, freaky shit.
Yeah.
Then they go to the strip club and start asking all the girls if they would be willing to do anal. And I'm sorry, I've been to a few strip clubs in my life. That's a pretty solid way to get yourself thrown out. Just so that you know.
Well, that wasn't.
I like that it was pretty accurately about 50-50.
No, that wasn't actually what they were asking. What they would be willing to do in a porn.
True. But that's not the point. You can't go and try to cast a porn in a strip club because the owner is going to get pissed. And you're going to get yourself thrown out.
Depends on the strip club.
Yeah, fair enough.
This is a strip club in the middle of nowhere. Well, actually, it's Pennsylvania, but...
It's a strip club in Pittsburgh.
Which Scully considers the middle of nowhere.
Mm.
Not really, but close enough.
No, Rod, all the strip
it's
clubs...
It's next door to the middle of nowhere? Is
Rod,
that what you're saying?
All the strip clubs you've ever been to are where Scully considers the middle of nowhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, the ones in St. Louis weren't terrible. Anyway. I thought about that one that I went to in St. Louis on Friday night, and I completely lost where we were at in this show.
We are at the
podcasting. Awesome. Oh, right. So, and then you have Katie, who first says, oh, I don't do anal. Oh, I mean oral. I like anal.
Yeah.
Now, all I want to know is who doesn't do oral but will do anal?
I don't know of anyone.
Like, I'm seriously curious about this.
Yeah, audience.
Maybe our audience will answer that question.
Yes, we need an email from someone who would be willing to do anal but not oral. TheBuffFilms@gmail.com.
I'm not sure if I should say this is just wrong or
I'm seriously curious. Like, yeah. This is a legitimate, I want to know.
Yeah. Our...
Scully, you're laughing over there, and I get the feeling you're hiding something.
No, I'm just like, every guy would respond going, I'm not doing oral. I'm like, it's like, no guy ever wants to.
Not true.
I disagree.
That's very much not true.
I'm doing oral.
Yeah, there's a lot of single guys out there who are afraid of it.
Mm. I'm orally fixated. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, we can't shut you up.
Yes, please, move on. I don't need to know any more about your...
Oral fixation?
Fetishes.
That is not a fetish. Come on.
It's my lie. I can tell it any way I want to.
Whatever. Anyways, we are so... Never mind. Okay.
I got you. Hurt.
You got me on that one. Oh, that was simply funny. So after the strip club, they finally decide on a name, and I love the naming scene. Especially fact that at the coffee shop, he's washing her hair.
Yeah, it's all the naming scenes, because they go back and forth through these scenes constantly. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a montage.
Yeah.
And it's a montage done right.
Yeah, it's a montage interspersed with other scenes.
Yeah. As much as we bitch about montages on this show, that was funny.
Yeah.
And necessary. Yeah. But... Finally, they decide on Star Whores.
Yep.
Now, number one, I'm wondering if that's ever been done before.
Yeah.
I think it should have been. If it hasn't.
Probably has.
Yes.
Figuring
yes.
it has. Number two.
Google.
Why did it take them Googling this it. Long to get to that concept?
Well, because they had to work through all of the other genres. Because it really did, you saw the progression of all of them into, like, the horror genre and the zombie genre, and then they came in, they went to the sci-fi genre, and then they finally settled on.
So it was?
It's a TV show.
Yeah. Warning, strong sexual material.
Okay, I want to read the top four cast members on here. Corporal Yates, Six of Nine, Sergeant Cook, and Commander Nymphet.
I'll seriously click on like,
all I can do is blink.
Oh.
No, I'm in the same.
No. The producer, Big Jim.
Same.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a porn, and apparently it's more a Star Trek than a Star Wars parody.
Okay, so anyway. Oh, it's on YouTube.
Rod will be watching
Ace
it later.
Eat palm.
Where are we at in this movie? They make Star
Somewhere
Wars.
Somewhere out in left field.
That's right. He pulls out the advance on his salary in order to get all the costumes. They spend literally all the money. They hire the guy that plays goalie for their hockey team.
Yep.
To do the camera. And another line that I love in this movie, I was just doing it to fuck a cheerleader. Which one? Whichever one wanted to fuck the guy holding the camera.
They have everything. They rented the studio. They've cleaned it out. They've got excellent costumes, all kinds of shit. And then they come back the next day to start filming, and they're tearing down the studio.
Oh, before that, number one, the costumes were hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Especially Lester's costume. I loved Lester's costume. That cracked me up.
I don't know. I liked the Princess Leia one because she had the granny panties on underneath it.
Yes.
Awesome. Yes.
Because she was going to wear them because that's why she was famous. Anyway, the other one being, did anybody else get really disturbed by the horribly fake-looking testicles that dropped out of R2-D2?
The ones that usually hang off tailgates?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that was so wrong.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that they have those hanging off of tailgates in other places than here, because that made me feel bad.
Yeah.
Being from a place where they would do that. Anyway, seriously, guys, if you are in our audience and you have testicles hanging off of your tailgate, stop listening. Go find your, you know, rootin' tootin' pistol and shoot the fuck out of yourself right now. Because you are a fucking moron and you are what's wrong with this country. Anyway, moving on. I'm opinionated about this.
We can tell.
About truck testicles, which I'm finding so entertaining.
I am opinionated about truck testicles.
Anyway, they're breaking down the stage.
Yeah, they destroy the stage. And I love the fact that they get there just as they start destroying it.
And they won't let them clean their crap out.
Yeah. Oh, that was bad. Anyway, so now they're all depressed and everything like that, and they're hanging out in the coffee shop, because nothing ever no actual business apparently happens in this coffee shop.
Not much. It's like...
Not as much as happens in Clerks.
Yeah.
Mm, actually, Clerks definitely got way more, because there was at least one.
Well, there was more footage of customers in Clerks, because it, you know, had more to do with the customers. Mm-hmm. These guys actually do have some customers, but, you know, none of the story, you know, has anything to do with the customers, so they kind of get left out of it.
Moving on from there, though, he gets the idea to shoot Swallow My Cockuccino.
Yep.
Because his boss doesn't trust him and puts a camera up in the thing. And I just want to know, at the angle that this camera is sitting at, what does it see?
You see it earlier.
Not
it
a sees damn the whole thing. Damn.
It sees the whole damn shop from that corner.
And it's of a much higher quality.
Yeah. And it shows that on the TV, but if you actually follow the angle, it can't see behind that counter.
Nope.
It shows it on the TV screen, on the monitor, but it can't.
Mm-hmm.
And that bothers
me. It is physically impossible for that camera to see a damn thing.
Yeah.
At least behind the counter. That bugged the crap out of me when I was watching this. Anyway, moving on though, he gets the idea for Swallow My Cockuccino. He goes and writes the script in a day.
Yep.
Because.
And it shows.
Yeah, because that's possible.
I'm a little surprised it took him the whole day. For a porn script.
Yeah.
Anyway, they start shooting and, oh my god, the script sucks so bad. I'm a barista. What the fuck?
I don't know. I think I've seen worse.
Oh, I know I've seen worse.
Yeah, no, I know I've seen worse, actually. What am I talking about? One just came to mind. Nope.
Yeah.
This one was at least funny about it.
Yeah, I guess. Maybe a little.
It's only funny because you're essentially watching the behind-the-scenes version of it. Had you been watching this as an actual porno, you would have said this is terrible.
True. But
it's got Katie in it.
Well, I do want to point one thing out at this point, and I hate watching porn with Katie, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm kidding. She's hilarious.
The squeaks drive me crazy.
That's
horrible.
The funny part.
They're horrible. They hurt my ears. They actually hurt my ears.
Oh my god, it's hilarious.
I still
and it's even better to, like, turn up the pitch on the TV so it makes it sound like a chipmunk.
So when are we going to get to the drunk guy?
Now I really want to go back and listen to this fed up. Anyway.
That's when this happens.
No, before the drunk guy, though, I do have to make a point.
Mm.
Jason Mewes has an awesome fucking shoulder tattoo.
No kidding!
Loved his tats.
Yeah.
Anyway. Sorry. And then the drunk guy.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that the drunk guy inspires Lester.
Yeah. And
most accurate drunk guy ever, too.
Yeah.
Like, completely oblivious.
And also for...
Nice kitty!
And also, you know... Guy with some serious chops.
Like,
he's got decent credits behind him.
Yeah, Yeah, he does a lot of good stuff. The most notable thing I think of, though, is the one where the kid is the son of the devil.
Reaper?
Reaper, yes.
Yeah.
That was an awesome show.
He was in Rise of the Planet of the Apes. He was in Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
He played Dale. Or Tucker. Yeah. One of them.
He played Dale.
Anyway.
He was in Boston Legal for a while.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was an ADA in Boston Legal for, looks like several episodes.
Fuck it. Chug it. Football!
Yeah.
All right.
Have a good one. Sure, I'll have a cold one.
No, I said have a good one.
Yep. That's a drunk.
I just love that standing right next to the topless chick with gigantic boobs.
Hey.
And the guy behind her is just like, hey.
Yeah.
So oblivious. I loved it. I loved it. I need coffee so I can drive home. Can't even see.
Obviously he can't see. He called the dog a cat.
Cute kitty. Oh, and we completely missed over the part where Zach like humps the dog. Humps the chihuahua.
If he really does that to the cute little doggy, I'm gonna call the Humane Society.
I like that guy. But if he actually fucks that doggy tonight, I'm calling the Humane Society. Oh, I love those lines. Anyway, okay, so they film the scene, and then they're in the middle of filming the scene with Bubbles and Barry. And another great Delaney line in that one. I am disturbed by how much I'm turned on by this. Yeah. And not only a great Delaney line, but that is a great Kevin Smith line. Like, for example, the whole donkey show in Clerks 2.
Yeah.
Like, Kevin Smith does this a lot where he points out, yeah, these fetishes exist, people.
Yeah.
Then, of course, they run out of time. And I have never seen someone look so upset as Barry when they stopped early. Like, he was very upset about that.
Yeah, I was a little more disturbed by Bubbles' facial expression of complete ennui.
Yeah.
Like, yep, whatever, I could be doing anything else right now.
I just like the fact that he's sitting there, take it, Barry, take it, Barry. It's like she is such a great dominatrix that she's even got him, you know, dissing himself.
Mm.
You know, submitting himself. Anyway, so then they're done. He's all amped up. Mary falls asleep in the coffee shop while Zach's working. And you get the first taste of, oh, there's an actual relationship brewing here.
Mm-hmm.
Boo. Okay.
No, you kind of got that in the very beginning.
I guess.
In this, wait, I thought the one with, after she fell asleep in the coffee shop, I thought that was after they had sex.
No.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Was it not? Okay.
Anyway, and then you have, the next night.
Mm-hmm.
Where they have their sex scene. Worst acting ever.
Oh, God.
Like, it was so terrible.
It got an award.
The whole acting they did leading up to the sex scene was actually really good. It was the sex scene that was really disappointing as far as acting goes. Yeah.
No.
Them acting like fools is just...
That was normal for them.
Yeah, that's just them pretending to be fools, which is what they do good. Because, well, they're both actors. That's... What comedic actors do.
What I was going to point out is they are truly amazing actors to be able to act that badly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's them on like a
so
Saturday
you didn't
night.
Like the sex scene, though.
No.
To me, it was
awkward.
Yeah. And there was no, like, it was like, here, lay on each other and make out for a bit while we play this music overlay.
Yeah.
And even better yet, this is like the whole, like, description was behind the scenes, they start talking about, like, so, has anybody seen the last episode of Lost? What do you think about Lost? They start talking about Lost, the TV show, which is exactly how you feel when you're watching this. Like, I'm pretty much lost now.
And that was kind of the point of the movie is, you know, it's a terrible scene for everybody except the two people involved in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. Under general circumstances, do you really think that your sex life 100% of the time would be, you know, make good porn?
Oh, God, no.
Well, we know that on you. Come on.
Yeah. No, no sex is perfect. There's always the worst sex you've ever had and the best sex you've ever had, and you always remember both of them really well.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
I don't know. To me, it's all a mood thing, but we'll just not get into that.
Yeah, we don't want to hear about your sex life.
The lack thereof recently. Anyway. Yeah, I'm lost again.
Yeah,
they finished having sex.
Exactly the point of that scene.
Yep. It was magical for them and sucked for everybody watching it.
After that, you know, they have the party.
Mm. Oh no, their friends
for the rap.
No. Their friends decide to turn their water and power back on.
That's what I was getting to.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
So that they can throw their and then they're gonna throw a party. And I love the fact that, and Kevin Smith keeps bringing this up. I love the fact that, you know, it's always the middle of the night whenever their shit gets turned off.
Uh-huh.
And on.
Cause, you know, that ever happens.
Yeah, no kidding. Anyway.
Oh, I like how they answered it though. Was it Stacy knew somebody at Public Works?
Anyway, so then they get the power turned back on. They have the party, and lo and behold, trope alert, only the black guy can dance.
Yeah.
Although, I gotta admit, he was getting at it, too.
Yeah.
That was actually kind of fun to watch.
Yeah. And then Stacy decides to ask Mary if she can hook up with Zach.
Yes.
And this that's seems when you get like all a really good idea.
Yeah, and we've already had this argument.
Yeah, we'll skip over this, but that's where all the BS comes in that we were talking about earlier. And then Zach goes in the bedroom with Stacy and doesn't come out for the rest of the night. Yeah. And then Mary's all pissed off and ready to have sex with Lester to get back at Zach.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's why you would want to have sex with Lester. I mean, seriously, if you would have sex with Jason Mewes, I mean, I would not consider that. Well, I don't know. That would actually make a pretty good revenge lay.
Rod's pretty much thinking that he'd have sex with Jason Mewes.
No.
I'm a little weirded out by this, because the affection towards the tattoos earlier is all too realistic.
Mm.
No, the tattoos are awesome, but no, he is way too skinny. Because that's
yes,
the reason why. God,
that's the reason.
Break that boy in half.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Lisa, by the way.
Thank you.
No, Lisa, no.
I'm...
Just stop.
Oh,
this isn't getting any better.
I'm
laughing at this point, but this isn't getting any better. Okay, so you have her ready to have sex with Lester. You have them have an argument in the back room. Nobody cares. Zach disappears. Oh, and, yeah. I completely glossed over the whole constipation conversation.
Oh, yeah. Cause that
apparently. Female is great for constipation.
Yes.
Apparently.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. Yeah, I don't want to imagine. It's not that I can't.
Don't even, like, we'll walk away from this conversation now.
Yes, please.
This won't happen. I do want to point out that this is, strangely, the first one our first movie we buffed that Tom Savini's in, by the way.
Tom Savini.
He was the old man who rented the thing to him.
Oh, okay. I know I recognize him from something, but I can't think of what.
He's been in everything. That's the point.
Oh, really?
He's always a side character. But, yeah, he's been in all kinds of crap. And so, like, the fact that we've never buffed a movie with him in it is really weird.
Yeah. Dust Till Dawn, Dawn of the Dead, Django Unchained.
Yeah. He's in everything since the 70s. Anyway, moving on though. Let's see, they have their conversations, that disappears, we go full
it
on.
It turns into a rom-com at this point.
Let me just paraphrase, from Tropic Thunder here. You never go full rom-com.
Hmm.
Okay, I thought it was funny. Bite me. Mm-hmm. I'm impress you people.
No.
So, then you have Zach's new job, which kind of cracks me up.
And of course you got those two guys again, which proved that he cannot have a comeback yet.
Yeah. Yeah, the two teens.
He gets it from Mary, but that's beside the point.
Oh.
See, I gotta go dirty in order to have a decent joke around here.
Anyway. Are you at all surprised?
I thought Seth Rogen was the decent joke here.
No, I like Seth Rogen's acting, okay? For a Jew, he can act pretty well.
Ooh.
1-star reviews from Jews.
Oh, please. If we had any Jews listening, we'd actually have money for this podcast.
Oh!
Again!
Oh, my God. That's
psychic. Wait. Sorry, I had to completely finish that off. I feel bad about that last one, actually. I am so sorry. Yeah.
We are not related to him in any way, shape, or form, I promise.
The opinions expressed by Rod on Movies and the Buff in no way reflect the views of any other member or your local dairy council. Or the local jewelers union.
Oh, and I do have to point out that this is the first movie we've ever buffed that has MC Chris on the soundtrack.
Oh, yeah, which was awesome, by the way.
Okay, so, you know, he's getting shot in the balls by paintball guns as a job.
Yeah.
And then Delaney finds him, convinces him to come back and look at the movie. He finds out that they never finished the movie because she never had sex with Lester.
Yeah.
Goes to try to have a conversation with her because Delaney is the, you know, Cupid of the group, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
I forget how Randall said it, but, yeah, it was actually kind of cool the way he said it. Yeah. Anyway,
I love the fact that you're calling him Randall, even though his name in the movie is Deacon.
I did not even think about that, actually.
The name Randall is nowhere in this movie.
But he works as Randall so well.
Anyway, then, you know, he goes to find Mary.
And she's in the bathroom again.
Yeah, she's in the bathroom again. He walks in on her again.
Yeah, because they had to bring that around again.
Yeah.
I just have one question at this point. Does she do anything besides fuck and go to the bathroom?
Yeah, she tries on clothes in the back of a coffee shop.
Yeah, and shows her granny panties on YouTube.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he has this entire rom-com conversation through a bathroom door while she's taking a crap. I do want to point this out. Does no one else have a problem with this scenario? Like, literally.
No, this is a very Kevin Smith scenario again.
It is, but this doesn't.
This is a real life scenario. What are you talking about?
Okay. Also,
clearly, you guys have not been in relationships or open family relationships very long, because.
But.
That's not new.
Oh, no. I agree with you there.
No, I don't completely disagree. I mean, having conversations through the bathroom door. But the fact that they go on all of this sex rant and she's in the bathroom, and I'm sorry, but she did not take time to wipe. I'm just saying.
Hey, we do not see her.
All we do is hear, like, a flush and, yeah.
We don't see her through the door again for a while, so.
Maybe, but it just, and she sure as hell didn't wash her hands.
We still don't know that. Because, because I am fully convinced that she is done and standing there waiting on him and, what's his name? Lester, to finish their conversation before she opens the door.
Well, I probably would too, because the Dutch Rudder thing was hilarious, but I would not want to walk in on that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, no, I would be standing there torturing him with it too. I'd be like, yep, you get to figure out what that is.
But, yeah. So you have this whole conversation. And then right on cue, Lester walks out of the bedroom naked.
Yeah.
Into the kitchen.
I'm just glad that you didn't have sex with Lester. He walks out of what Zach thinks is her bedroom naked.
Yeah.
I don't care that you had sex with Lester. Yes, you do.
We're not having sex. You're what?
Then why are you naked?
And I love the line. I think that means she loves you.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's done. He carries her to the wrong bedroom, walks in on Lester, who you know is doing something wrong.
Oh, yeah, he goes, wrong bedroom.
And, yeah, then they walk into her room, and then the next thing you see in the credits, I don't know if y'all get to see this, because I watched the Blu-ray version.
Oh, yeah, the end credits?
Yeah, where they're actually they have a company and all that?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. You see the gay couple again from the beginning of the movie endorsing their company. Yeah, and then you see that they have made a lot of money with this company, and then they start having sex on their desk while they're doing the promo.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yep.
And scene.
That's pretty much the movie.
Okay, so where are we at? We are at Best Buffed, Scully.
I actually have the cheaper than a porno pay going to Katie Morgan for definitely taking a pay cut to do this movie.
Yeah, but she does it because Kevin Smith's her friend.
Well, yes. But that's clearly the only reason she did this was because it's out of friendship.
Hey, and they're still working together.
Do you realize how many people do things for Kevin Smith? Just as favors or because they owe favors.
Yeah.
Like, there are a lot of people who take pay cuts for Kevin Smith.
Yeah. Hell, Ben Affleck built a career on it.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck built a career that gave him an Oscar out of it. Out of paying Kevin Smith back.
Anyway, any others?
That's it, though.
All right. Carl?
I have the Frog Pants Award for Best Insult of Julia Roberts in a Movie. Because that scene with Julia Roberts is hilarious. Awesome. Or the scene where they're making fun of her is hilarious.
That was awesome. Any others?
Yeah, I didn't know how to word this. I think Lisa's got it, has a better one for it, but I'm giving their porno acting the awkward award.
Actually, I put it the same way, so go ahead and take it.
Yeah, their porno acting gets the awkward award, and I can't even think of a way to phrase that award.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but I'm exhausted.
Middle school play awkward.
Oh, yeah, there you go. It's the middle school shake.
You know what it made me think of? There's a movie called Good Luck Chuck. It's a rom-com with Ben Cook.
Of course it's a rom-com. What else?
It's a movie Rod Otto.
Anyways, at the beginning, they're like you said, in middle school, and they're doing the 7 minutes in heaven thing, and the chick is crazy. Like at one point, she's like, I heard this enhances the pleasure, and just breaks his entire chest. And he's screaming, she's screaming, and the guy outside, he's like, that's my buddy. He's probably blowjobbing her right now. And that's, like, the awkwardness of that is what it made me think of.
Yeah. Now, I gotta go with Scully. This is the Middle School Shakespeare Award. Gotcha. Awkward acting.
Okay. Any others?
No, those were my two.
Lisa?
Since Carl did such a marvelous job naming one of my awards, I'm going with the Edward Sweaty Hands for the producer. And I can't even think of his name right now.
Just to point out, Edward Penis Hands, actual porn.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Sorry, you said that and I got thinking about the fact that they suggested Edward Penis Hands in the movie.
I did not say anything about penis.
No, you said Edward Sweaty Hands, and they mentioned Edward Penis Hands in the movie. Any others?
Nope.
Okay. That takes it down to mine. I am giving this the obvious scene, the New Kind of Frosting Award. I am giving the Weirdest Porn Star Collection Ever Award. just an awkward collection, it really was. And I am also giving this the Where the Fuck Has This Kevin Smith Been All My Life Award for a movie that, View Askew that does not have Kevin Smith in it.
Yeah.
That's all of mine.
First View Askew film to not have Kevin Smith in it. I think only View Askew film to not have Kevin Smith in it.
To date, yes.
Yeah.
Not the only Weinstein, but pretty much the only Weinstein that's worth watching. So, anyway. Moving on into buff quotes. Lisa. You had to wait for me. Carl.
Yep. On the other hand, fuck my wife.
Okay. I don't think about that.
No, cause you.
Well, actually, y'all are married, so I'm good.
Still, you.
Alright, Scully.
They fight just like real people.
Yeah, they do. But it's fun to watch.
It's funnier to watch.
Lisa and their whole thing about why Mary was to blame. I'm still stuck on that. That was hilarious. Anyway. Okay. My quote is, "Do you believe this shit? She frosted me like a fucking cake." I loved it. I loved it. Okay, Lisa?
"Do not say shit covered to me ever again."
I love that combination. That was great Randall lines. Unfortunately, he was playing Randall in this movie. I'm sorry, he was.
Kinda, yeah.
Anyway, okay, so that moves us into "Were You Playing With Your Willy?" Lisa, you want to start us off with that one?
In their porn scene, their sex scene, what color were Mary's shoes?
Red.
White.
No, Scully's right, they were red. She's wearing red pumps.
Yes.
Actually, my thing with the girl that I noticed earlier today in court. Anyway. Long story.
Was she at least of age?
Yes, but she was full on crack whore, and I'm like, and she's hooked up with what was very obviously a rich guy. And I'm sitting there looking at her shoes, because that's something I do with people. You can tell a lot about people from their shoes.
Alright, next question. Right.
Give me a second, I gotta think of the name.
I was wondering if she was even still here there for a second.
I know, I was like,
yeah. Okay. Behind, when you're looking, when Zach goes into his rant about being broke, mm-hmm. you see a price on the wall behind him. What's the price?
$9.99.
What did you say, Rod?
$9.99.
$7.50.
Scully?
$3.99.
99 cents, wasn't it?
Wrong. Carl was closest. It was $7.95.
Really? Almost yes. Every price tag you've seen.
What was the price for? What was it for?
I couldn't read it. It was blurry.
I know what it was for.
What?
I'm not saying. It's one of my questions.
You knew what it was, you just didn't know how much it cost.
Yeah, no, well, almost every Kevin Smith film, or almost every USQ film, if there is a price tag on anything, it's either $9.99 or 99 cents. So that's when she said that, I'm like, really?
Yes,
really. And it's a throwback to Clerks 1, where the girl asks, how much is this?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay, Carl.
Okay, let's see. At the reunion, what can Bobby not believe about his picture?
Bobby?
Yeah, Bobby, the gay ball player.
I gotcha, I'm just...
What could he not believe about his picture?
His helmet hair?
No.
Okay, I don't remember that at all.
No idea,
remember
yeah.
I remember him saying something, but I don't remember what it was.
Says, "I can't believe I ever wore my hair that way. It was before I discovered styling products."
You're right.
That's funny. Like, when I think about that, that's funny.
It was like very first thing he says.
That's a Superman throwback.
Yeah. Let's see. What does the embroidery over Zach and Mary's mantle say? There's a framed piece of embroidery over their mantle. What does it say?
That's this mess?
No.
I'm out.
No.
Lisa?
Don't have a fucking clue.
Home sweet hovel.
Oh.
Yeah, my other guess was home sweet hell.
Yeah, close.
That was on home sweet home, but I never got the end of it.
Yeah, it's home sweet hovel.
Okay. Scully?
Oh... What are the colors of their high school?
Blue and white.
Wasn't it red and, or maroon and yellow?
Going with blue and yellow.
I'm gonna give it to Lisa.
Where were they?
Because the streamers were all blue and gold, but there was also, like, a lot of blue and yellow going around, so.
Yeah, I was stuck on a Smallville thing. Anyway.
Yeah, I know everybody was.
Anyway.
What's Brandon's last name?
Lee.
Oh, no.
It's not even in IMDb.
No, Brandon, Saint Germain.
No.
Or Saint something.
Saint Randy.
Yes, Lisa's got him.
Brandon Saint Randy.
Saint Randy.
No, with it.
I was like, what is that?
Oh, right.
I even have St. Randy Amazing in my notes.
That was everybody but me, right?
Yep.
So right. What's our score right now? Scully's got one.
Lisa's got two.
Lisa's got two?
Yep. And Carl and I are at zero, so I'm not winning.
No, I've got one.
Oh, do you have one?
Yeah, I got one from Lisa.
Okay, let's see. According to the sign in a coffee shop, what do they sell on the little stand next to the door?
Coffee mugs.
Anybody else?
Nope.
Gifts. Now, granted, it was coffee mugs and beans, but on the sign it just says gifts. Okay.
And that's movie funny still... because when you didn't tell me I was right, my next guess was going to be coffee beans.
Yeah. That's what it is mugs and beans, but just says gifts on the sign. Okay, in a movie filled with sports memorabilia, what game is the only notable set of sports equipment in the coffee shop?
Hockey.
Next.
No, there's no hockey.
The wiffle ball?
I'm going to say baseball.
Scully just got it. It was a wiffle ball and bat.
When he was getting yelled at?
That, and it was up in the cupboard when he went to... The ball and bat was actually in the cupboard when he went to get the camera. Okay, so that puts Scully and Lisa tied. I do have a tiebreaker unless Carl... Well,
I have one tiebreaker question.
Okay.
Let's see.
I'm pretty sure I only got one, right?
Yeah. No, you...
One before you just got that one.
You got the red pumps.
Yeah.
That's two.
All right. Let's see. Okay. Who markets the perfume that Mary wears to the reunion?
Oh, crap. What was her name? Paris Hilton.
Lisa wins.
Yeah.
Lisa won.
That's for tweens?
I know. It was such an awesome scene and so kind of small.
Okay. So, Lisa, what is your audience question?
What is the phone number for Nigga Rich Productions?
I love that production.
The whole fucking movie to find out.
Okay. Okay, Carl. Scully's second. Sorry, yep. Scully.
What's the name of the coffee shop that he works at?
Oh, wow. That's...
For the record, it is not Swallow My Cappuccino. Yeah. All right, Carl.
What is the name of Zach's character in the porno?
Which one?
He only has one.
No, the only porno that gets actually put together.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah, the
so
porno...
Not the Star
Wars. With surviving footage.
Not the Star Wars one. The Swallow My Cappuccino one.
Okay. Let's see, which one do I want to use? I'm going to make this easy, actually, on the audience. What did Zach and Mary have sex on top of?
Oh, God.
That is easy.
And I'm going to go ahead and use my tiebreaker question. You can answer either of these. What brand of hand warmers does Zach put on his balls?
How do you know that?
Yeah, I was going to say, it was just a little bundle.
Truthfully, because if you look up hand warmers, like as she's opening the package, it has the colors. And if you look up hand warmers, only one brand has those colors.
Okay. I had a better one, was how much does a cappuccino cost?
Oh, there you go.
There you go. All right, any of these questions can be answered by going to our webpage, moviesinthebuff.com, and filling out the little form on the games page. Because it's that easy, guys. Seriously.
It really is, and no answers yet.
Yeah, try and answer one question. You only got to get one right.
Mm-hmm. All right, so moving on, though. Lisa, you have earned the right to mental debuff first.
Wow, how often does that happen, folks?
More recently.
Yeah, it's been happening quite a bit lately.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, talking, awkwardness, more awkwardness, lights get turned out. Okay, I'm just done. I'm going to go watch something fun.
Lisa, we're asking you to debuff the movie, not your puberty.
Oh.
No, my puberty was a hell of a lot more awkward than that.
Nice. I'm sorry. Keep going. I'm sorry. I had to tell you.
No, I'm done.
Okay.
This movie made me done.
Gotcha. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Scully?
I'm going to make you watch Crybaby again.
Oh, God.
You don't have the power.
Just skip the last part where it gets all emotionally crap, like a bad relationship. Like, seriously, I can go to any mall and watch that. I don't need to watch it in real life. But yeah, the whole beginning with all of the porn scenes were actually hilarious, and the costumes were fantastic. And I wouldn't mind having sex in a coffee shop. That actually wasn't a bad idea.
Scully's just trying to Scully's just trying to figure out how to get her coffee for cheaper.
Mm-hmm. Well, so, how do you get it to rain? No, how do you get it to rain coffee beans? Is that actually
that was awesome.
I love her comment. The coffee beans kind of hurt.
I like that.
It's where you're putting them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure some
coffee beans is pretty easy, actually.
Just be pulling them out of odd places later. Anyway.
Okay, so Carl.
Yeah, this is Kevin Smith having fun. Not only having fun doing what Kevin Smith does, but he's having fun making fun of what Kevin Smith does. I mean, seriously, the guy is, you know, he's not only, you know, trying to make money by making fun of movies, he's making fun of himself doing it at the same time. And, you know, as much as the two girls are ragging on the rom-com aspect of it, this, the only reason it really exists is because this movie does kind of need an ending.
Or, you know, like, Lester the Molester Cock and stuff, it goes on and on and on.
You know, I do believe...
Go ahead, Lisa.
I do believe we never actually mentioned much about his special gift.
The fact that he can get a boner really fast.
There you go, ladies.
I'm still thinking about Scully's whole coffee bean thing, but... Carl, I'm sorry, I have to cut real quick. I've got a kid yelling I'm done while he's sitting on the pot.
Oh, okay.
So I'll be right back. I have to go wipe a butt. And that makes it time for Rod's Rants.
Yay, your microphone time.
Mute the microphones. As I said in my award segment, this is a new, very disturbing and extremely entertaining Kevin Smith. I do have to say that his use of Justin Long and Brandon Routh as gay lovers and one of them doing gay porn is brilliant. I mean, Superman takes a cock in the mouth. It doesn't get funnier than that. Still, I'm sorry, I completely got lost on what I was saying. Still, how many of us could possibly watch the film and not think, I could make a porno? The answer is you can't. Nobody wants to see that. But in case you think you might be able to, please send early screenings to inthebufffilms@gmail.com. Unless, of course, it has anything to do with the aforementioned shooting man juice and Superman's big red S. In that case, those can be directed to @KithCannon on Twitter. This movie pushed a lot of envelopes in comedy, but they did it without losing an overall rom-com storyline. The acting might have been crap. The actual visual was generic. And still, it's fucking hilarious. So, get your popcorn and a lover. Play the movie. Just remember the rules that we learned from Zach and Mary. Never hand over all your cash to a fat Jew with a good idea. Push the door to when you're taking a shit. There's no such thing as a free titty. Always beware of the Dutch rudder. Never hook up with an entertainer named Bubbles. And above all, ladies and gentlemen, watch the pullout. Now, let us fuck. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Rod's Rants.
I fucking hate you.
I'm sorry, man. I had to.
You know the kind of Twitter spam I'm going to get now? Seriously. Yes. I'm going to retweet it all to you.
Do what you gotta do. But that was hilarious.
Leave me out of it.
Hey, I know your private email address, Rod. Do not think for one second that I will not fill up your fucking inbox with it.
The really funny part is I've changed my private email address since last time I gave it to you.
Want to know what the worst part is? I actually get the Movies in the Buff email on my cell phone.
I get it on my desktop.
Yeah.
Okay, so make sure you get
looking at email from there for a long time.
All right, next week, Erased. We're watching an Aaron Eckhart movie that's not The Dark Knight Rises. Oh, wait.
We haven't done that one yet either, have we?
No. No, and also Aaron Eckhart was not in The Dark Knight Rises, but whatever.
Wait. Didn't he play Harvey Two-Face?
In The Dark Knight.
Oh, yeah.
Dark Knight Rises. That was the joke. I got the wrong. Never mind.
Technically, he was also in Dark Knight Rises. He's just in flashbacks.
We've already ruled that that doesn't count.
Uh-huh.
If it doesn't count in 6 degrees, it doesn't count in Movies in the Buff.
Uh-huh.
Anyway. Okay, so next week, Erased. What?
Moving on, gentlemen.
Yeah, next week we're doing Erased, which is essentially pretty much the same thing as The Peacemaker, only newer and with Aaron Eckhart.
No.
I don't even know. I'm making this up as I go at this point.
I'll give you the synopsis. An ex-CIA agent and his estranged daughter are forced on the run when his employers erase all records of his existence and mark them both for termination as part of a wide-reaching international conspiracy.
So...
kind of like Mission Impossible?
I was going to say Total Recall with no Sharon Stone sex. I'm sorry. Okay, so join us next week for Erased in the Buff. I love that one.
We haven't had one like that in a while.
Oh, yeah, because Zach and Mary make a porno in the buff. It's not funny. Okay, no.
No, it's not.
It's okay. Redundant.
It's way better than Capote in the buff.
Than what?
Capote in the buff.
Oh, God.
Dude.
Yeah, even writing that title gave me bad images.
I bet it did. I bet nobody wants to see Philip Seymour Hoffman naked. Nobody wants to see that.
Even Mrs. Seymour Hoffman doesn't do that anymore.
Oh, I love the joke with Kevin Smith, though, about him trying to get friends to move his hips so that he can have sex with his wife.
Yeah.
I've got Ireland's ears plugged, and he's watching Looney Tunes, and he laughed at just that moment. Because something that happened on Looney Tunes, but it was just the worst timing ever.
He's laughing because you only think he can't hear you right now.
That's possible. All right, so join us next week for Erased in the Buff. And remember, until then, keep watching those movies in the buff, and let us fuck.
Good night, folks.
Good night.
Hey, buffers. Don't forget to check out our new website, moviesinthebuff.com, and like us on Facebook and Google+, or follow us on Twitter at moviesinthebuff. You can also follow your team at debauchery, me at Rod the Golden.
At Scully44.
At Kith Kanan.
And at Acorna Witch.
You can email us at inthebufffilms@gmail.com.
Movies in the Buff is now also available on Stitcher Smart Radio. Find out more at stitcher.com or download the app today.
Movies in the Buff is distributed under a Creative Commons
Attribution
Non-Commercial
No Derivatives
3.0 U.S. License.